This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
All right, welcome back. It is 4 o'clock hour on a Tuesday afternoon on 97.1 FM Talk. Mark Reardon, Sue Thomas, Fred Bottomer. Who watched the fight on Friday night?
I did.
You did watch it?
I did. Stayed up late.
Did you stay through the first four to get to it, or did you?
I joined in the middle of the last preliminary fight.
This is what I want to talk about. I'm so glad that you watched that, because just so I can kind of run down my scenario, which might have been a little unique compared to other people, although maybe not so. So we're in Howard County near Fayette and Harrisburg, where I hunt at my friend Kevin Yeager's farm, and we don't have Wi-Fi up there. But we barely have cell service, but we have a couple of areas where you can put the phone, get a text out, stuff like that.
Right.
And there's one area that's relatively near the front door that if you put the phone right outside the window and you do a hotspot, you can get some streaming. So we did that on Friday night, and I got in, I think maybe 8:45, because I left after the show, and they were trying to watch the preliminaries, but it was locking up a lot.
It's awful.
But we thought, now here's where I have difficulty. We thought it was all because of the hotspot.
Sure.
Then I start getting text messages. Even producer Emeritus Dave Klein sent a message that said, well, it was actually a meme of Mike Tyson, and I guess this was a system-wide issue, right?
Yep, it was. And they said that it just kept freezing and buffering. It was like the old school dial-up. Was that what a good description,
Fred? Oh, yeah.
Fred?
It was
awful. Pretty bad.
Oh, yeah. Real bad.
So now I lack perspective, because I'm guessing that our situation was worse than yours. You know, it was kind of double up, because we were challenging ourselves with the hotspot. We'd have to back up, you know, out of the app, and then we'd reload it again. But let me just say this, because I didn't see any of the Tyson-Jake Paul fight. I went to bed. We were all sitting around, and it's like 11 o'clock, maybe 10:45, and we thought, look, this thing's going to go after midnight if it goes the whole time, and we all had to go out to slay deer in the morning. But the fight before the big one between Katie Taylor and Amanda Serrano was amazing. Now, I used to be a pretty big boxing fan. I think a lot of us did back in the day, especially when Tyson was at his prime. We talked on Friday about the Rumble in the Jungle. But these two women, this was in a light, I think maybe a light featherweight competition, and it was a hell of a match. And the other thing is the judges awarded to the wrong person.
I think there was like a 145-pound you know, category.
Yeah.
And yeah, there were so many punches thrown.
Wow.
Katie Taylor from Ireland beat Amanda Serrano, and it was unanimous. But I'm telling you, if you watched that fight, you would have thought Serrano won. And
well,
Katie Taylor was headbutting. You know, this is what happens in fighting. Now, one of us said the other night, and somebody said, well, how much are these women getting paid? Because Jake Paul's getting $40 million, Tyson's getting $20. You want to take a stab? How much were the women in this fight?
50 Katie
Taylor,
grand.
Fred?
I'll say $500,000.
The people at the deer camp the other night were like you. They're like, I don't know, they'd probably make $100,000. Katie Taylor got $6 million. Amanda Serrano, who lost, got $8 million. And one of the reasons is Jake Paul, I think, manages Amanda Serrano. But they were compensated extremely. And good for them.
Yeah.
And for those people who, I don't know, I guess you can go back and watch this on Netflix. based on my history watching prize fights, that was a hell of a boxing match. He was really, really good. I don't know how it compared to Mike Tyson and Jake Paul, but that fight beforehand on the undercard was really, really good.
Yeah, I don't know how they stayed standing all that time.
I know. Well, and then Serrano was, this is another thing that was great. They're standing side by side in the aftermath doing an interview, and Serrano's like, yeah, she headbutts. This is what she does. She cheats. She got a point deduction for a headbutt.
Right.
So, man, I'll tell you what, if they fight again, in his pay-per-view, I would pay for the fight because that's how good it was. Now, what did you think of Jake Paul and Mike Tyson, Fred? Because I have no way to judge that.
I thought it was a little bit boring. I thought the first round was exciting because I think Tyson landed some punches. Then from there on out, it was just kind of dancing for the rest of the rounds.
Did it look like he had no stamina, Tyson,
I'd give him credit for going
all those
rounds.
He's 30 years older.
Yeah, he's 58.
I give him credit. I also kind of give credit to Jake Paul for not beating up an old guy.
And he said something about that today. He was like, you know, I don't want to.
I love this, though. Let me go back in time. This is before the fight, okay? But this is a, I think this kid's in eighth grade, this little girl. And she's asking Mike Tyson a question, and this happens.
In your return to the ring for this fight, you are setting a monumental opportunity for kids my age to see the legend, Mike Tyson, in the ring for the first time. So after such a successful career, what type of legacy would you like to leave behind when it's all said and done?
Well, I don't know. I don't believe in the word legacy. I just think that's another word for ego. Legacy doesn't mean nothing. That's just some word everybody grabbed onto. Someone said that word and everyone grabbed on the word, so now it's used every 5 seconds. It means absolutely nothing to me. I'm just passing through. I'm going to die and it's going to be over. Who cares about a legacy after that? What a big ego. So I'm going to die. I want people to think that I'm this, I'm great. No, we're nothing. We're just dead. We're dust. We're absolutely nothing. Our legacy is nothing.
Well, thank you so much for sharing that. That is something that I have not heard before, someone say that as an answer.
Can you really imagine somebody say, I want my legacy to be this way when you're dead? Why do you want somebody, you think somebody really wants to think about you? What's the audacity? I think, I want people to think about me when I'm gone. Who the f*** cares
wait
about
for
me
it.
When I'm gone? Well, my kids, maybe, or grandkids.
Yeah,
who
true.
The kid had no idea. But I guess he was kind of honest in his answer, right?
Yeah, I guess that's the upside.
That was pretty honest. Yeah.
I just thought that was funny.
Oh, my. Mike Tyson with the children.
You know, the funny thing about the fight was I went into it watching the fight, knowing I've seen a lot of Tyson fights, never even really knew who Jake Paul was. My sons went into the fight knowing all about Jake Paul, but never having seen Mike Tyson.
And that makes a lot of sense, right?
Yeah.
It does. Did the one thing I found interesting with the ladies is the entrance into the arena was, I think, longer than the fight.
Probably.
Wow. A lot of shows. And by the way, on the topic of fighting, we should mention this, Fred, because Guns N' Roses is coming up on Wednesday night. Of course, that's legendary here in St. Louis, and we're going to talk about that and promote that a little bit tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow, right about this.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Awesome. Let's do this here.
These allegations are deeply concerning.
Does the president have any comment?
We're not going to comment.
It's not clear messaging.
No. And now, Sue's News. Brought to you by Sue.
Well, Fred sent me this story this morning, and I thought it was interesting that they talked about, after the fight, searches for boxing classes have increased by 1,212%. And I just think it's funny that every time something like that happens, that people are like, you know what? I think I can do that. Let me get a boxing class. 1,212% increase in searching for it. And that's just in the last 30 days. And it's obviously inspired by this fight itself. Now, someone I know has done boxing class. It might have been Michael. Anyway, he said it is the most difficult workout you will ever do. Is boxing. So if you want a good workout, it's nuts.
I did it, and this goes back 3 years ago. I did it with our friend Vance Crowe with VR goggles on.
Oh, man.
And let me tell you something. That was a hell of a workout.
See?
Just doing it by yourself with VR.
Yes.
So, yes, I believe that.
Yeah, it's crazy. So the peoples will get in shape. I'm thinking one class and that's it, but that's just me being negative about it. Okay, it's National Vichyssoise Day. Anyone? It's cold potato soup. You like that, Fred?
I know.
Let's see. And it's cold out. I thought, ew.
I might like that, but I don't know if I've really ever had it, good vichyssoise.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not sure
that that exists.
Right.
I'm sure someone thinks it does. I'm not that person.
Well, I like a potato soup, but it's the cold aspect of that. Right, exactly.
With some cheddar in there. It's a little green onion.
You know, you mentioned this earlier. I don't even know if it was on the air, but it's so gloomy today. And you mentioned like just a bowl of soup,
really
a hot cup of soup or chili tonight. Wouldn't that be great?
Yes. If somebody would come and make it for me, I'd even have to go pick it up.
I'm with Sue.
Well,
back in the day in radio, you could say something like that and someone would deliver it. And it doesn't happen anymore.
No.
Damn it.
I know. The U.S. Postal Service, which may not exist after Trump, announced a Betty White stamp is coming next year, and it's very cute. She's honored for being a television icon for 7 decades and her animal advocacy. It's been almost 3 years since she passed away. You remember that was only 18 days away from her 100th birthday.
That's right.
Oh, and we were all so excited. Well, they've got other stuff. Let's see, 2025 designs. But the Appalachian Trail and a 1794 compass road and a snake for the Lunar New Year. What? Okay. Hmm. All right. And they also have a new Popeye horror movie out. You know, they did this for like Winnie the Pooh and they take all the stuff and destroy it. So now that's what they're doing for Popeye.
Now, if I remember correctly, the reason that they did it with Winnie the Pooh is because like the copyright or the trademark had expired, right? So they were able to go in and do something that traditionally had not been done.
And I'm not sure if that's the case for this one, but the new Popeye horror movie has got an evil Popeye menacing a bunch of counselors trying to open up a summer camp.
Popeye the Slayer Man.
Fred, were you a big Popeye guy back in the day? I mean,
no.
We all kind of saw them because they always would play with the cartoons, but it was never...
Yeah, no.
Nobody went out and dressed like him.
No.
It's described as, quote, raunchy and gory slasher where Popeye attacks a group of counselors. It sounds awful, but I hate all movies that are like that, so that's just what my thoughts are. All right, it's time to get out your hairspray and your spandex, people. The Ultimate Classic Rock ranked the top 40 glam metal songs. Now, this isn't really our specific, love the glam metal, but I'm going to play the top three anyway, actually, Marcus, but it's worth mentioning this. They did not include Van Halen or Guns N' Roses because they consider that to be traditional rock. All right, number 5 is Nothing But a Good Time by Poison. Number 4 is Living on a Prayer by Bon Jovi. This is number 3, it's Rat.
Round and Round?
Yeah.
The big song back in the day?
It was.
Yeah, so this one fits, I think, for sure.
Fred, do you like Rat?
No.
I don't either.
But you like this song, don't you? Out on the streets. You gotta like this one. I like that one. I don't use it as a bump, but I'm going to give props to Rat.
All right, fine. And then number 2 is Motley Crue, and I did not know this song. It's Kickstart My Heart.
You don't know this song?
No.
Oh, yeah, it's a big one. Whenever we talk about Motley Crue, I always have to refer to what I believe is the greatest piece of American literature ever created, and it's called The Dirt by Motley Crue, and it is just fantastic. It's one of the best books you'll ever, ever read. They did a movie. I like the movie, too, but The Dirt is the story of Motley Crue told through the lens of each of the members, and they all tell it very differently. And there's a bit of sex, there's a little bit of drugs, there's a little bit of rock and roll, as you might imagine. But I'm telling you, fantastic book.
Interesting. I mean, the fact that you read it makes me go, wait.
Well, that's, I know.
That's telling.
Rock and roll biographies, I do that. But I'm telling you, great. I'm putting it up there with, you know, some of the greatest pieces of To Kill a Mockingbird and things like that. The Dirt is right up there.
Well, sure, especially since I only have one headphone here and I thought you said Dirk. Okay. And finally, this one, which I actually love, is Photograph by Def Leppard, number one. And that would be the ultimate classic rock glam metal songs. Number one is Photograph. I love it.
So I don't know why, but I kind of put Def Leppard in a bit of a different category
Me
than
too?
The other hair bands.
Yeah,
I don't know.
How do you define glam?
Okay, now they showed the video of this. Well, they showed it. I just looked it up on YouTube to grab the audio. And they got some hair flying around, but it's not the glam stuff with the makeup and the stuff of Rat. And the other stuff. But yeah. And so, Bon Jovi, you know, that's in there too.
Would Kiss have been in there?
Yeah, Kiss is in there, but they have songs that are much lower. Yep, so we'll see. Glam rock, does Def Leppard qualify? I don't know.
I don't think so. It's those late, because they were early 80s. I'm putting, you know, Rat totally fits. And
yes.
Then there's a couple others that I can't, like Pantera and some of these others I can't really think of.
Pantera.
Right.
Right. Which, of course, just makes me think of pizza. But that's just a local reference. All right, a poll found the average person, and I think this is true, spends 40 minutes a day wishing they were somewhere else or thinking about their next vacation. That might be low for some people, especially if you get close. The average is 4 hours, 42 minutes a week. Now, I think that sounds high. Do you spend 4 hours and 42 minutes a week thinking about your next vacation or
no.
wishing you were...
Let me think here. I do the show's 3 hours a day. It's probably 90 minutes during the show that I think about that. In fact, I'm going to talk about Greece here in a couple of minutes. So, I'm going to rate that as true, Sue.
All right, that's fine. Number five, what they think about is camping. That has never occurred to me, the daydreaming about camping.
Never, ever happened. No,
nope.
Nor will it.
No. Number four, being on an island. Okay. All right. Number three, in the mountains. All right. Number two, on a road trip. I love a road trip. But number one, of course, where people think of themselves. Where do you think, Fred? Mark, you know
no
this.
Idea.
It's having sex.
No.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought that was the answer.
On a beach. They may be doing that on a beach. But that's number one. And finally, in Sue's News, we have today's random fact. I'm going to go with this one. Okay. The time machine in Back to the Future was not originally a DeLorean. It was a refrigerator. But Robert Zemeckis worried it would lead to kids locking themselves in refrigerators, so they changed it to
Damn
a DeLorean.
It.
Isn't that wild?
If we would have Bob Gale back in the studio, we could ask him about that.
Yes.
But that is very interesting. Yeah, like the FTC would have gotten involved,
right?
And said, you can't do that
exactly.
in that movie. That is really interesting. Thank you, Sue, for that random fact here on a Monday. And thank you for putting Rat into our heads and stuff like that as well. Foreigner doesn't qualify in that group either. We're coming back with a whole lot more, including newly elected member of Congress, Bob Onder.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.